Hello to everyone listening on Mater Dei Radio. This is Sarah Kinsey, your digital media manager, and I'm just stopping in to tell you how my trip to Rome is going, especially because today we had the canonizations of now Saint Carlo Acutis and Saint Pier Giorgio Frassati. This has just been an incredible experience. Even on my plane ride over from America, I was starting to meet all these amazing pilgrims, and it's amazing to see all the different types of people that are here, not only from every country, but you get every age demographic as well. I'm running into groups of college students who decided to come here last minute, running into groups of older people, running into families. A lot of them brought their kids, even their babies. And so it's just been an amazing experience to see all these people here in Rome. It's been busy, it's been full, it's been very packed, but to see everyone's excitement about this canonization has just been incredible. Yesterday, on Saturday, I was able to attend a special Jubilee audience in St. Peter's Square with Pope Leo, and so that was a great experience as well. But then today, Sunday, was the big canonization, and so for me, the morning started very early. It was still dark. I was actually one of the first people kind of waiting for the lines to open on the road that leads into St. Peter's Square. And so, again, just met some wonderful people in line. All these different groups were singing hymns in their different languages, which was just beautiful. And so eventually we were let in and we got some pretty good spots toward the front. I will say that the crowds for an event like this are rather overwhelming, but we made it through, and after a few hours, we were getting ready to begin the Mass. One moment that was really special was that Pope Leo came out before Mass began just to greet everyone. You could see his excitement, and he gave a special welcome to the young people that were there, which was very, very cool. And then Mass actually began. It was just a beautiful liturgy. I loved the Vatican choir and orchestra, and it was just a surreal experience to be in St. Peter's Square as Mass is being celebrated with Pope Leo. And then we got to the moment of canonization. And so that whole process actually happens very early on in the Mass. It's before the Gloria. And so first there is a request made that Blessed Carlo Acutis and Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati would be named saints. And then there's a beautiful moment where we all sing the Litany of the Saints. And that was very powerful, just to be in St. Peter's Square, to look up at the statues, those famous statues that are all along that colonnade that encircles the whole square, to look up at those statues and to be asking, you know, our friends, our brothers and sisters in heaven, the saints, for their intercession, to be asking the intercession of the Church Triumphant, as here the church on earth is gathered in St. Peter's. So that was just a very powerful moment. And then there is the actual moment, or the formula of canonization. And so at that moment, Pope Leo says, "We declare and define Blessed Pier Giorgio Frassati and Carlo Acutis to be saints, and we enroll them among the saints." And so that's part of that prayer at the formula of canonization. And then everyone claps and cheers, and it's just a really special moment. And then the Mass continues. Most of it is in Latin. And so it was beautiful to hear everyone singing the responses together in Latin. I loved that. One really beautiful moment was the first reading was actually proclaimed by Carlo's younger brother. Many people don't realize that he has a brother and sister who are twins that were born after his death. And so they were both there with their parents at the canonization, but his younger brother actually proclaimed the first reading. Another really beautiful moment was after the gospel was proclaimed, it was sung in Latin. It was also sung and proclaimed again in Greek, and so that was very special as well. And then Pope Leo just gave a beautiful homily. He talked about really the similarities of these two new saints, about how they had such a great love for God, for their neighbor, and that really flowed from things that are accessible to all of us. It flowed from their daily prayer, daily mass. It flowed from especially their great love of the Eucharist in adoration. They both had a great devotion to the saints, to the Blessed Mother, and they both had a great love for the poor. And so that was just a really beautiful homily by Pope Leo, and the whole Mass was just incredible. Again, just one of those moments where you really see the church in all of its forms, that it really is universal, and to see everyone come together in our worship of the Lord and in celebration of these two new saints. And then at the very end of Mass, it was just about noon, and so we actually prayed the Angelus with Pope Leo before he gave the final blessing. And then there was a final hymn, the Jubilate Deo, which just was a wonderful way to end. The choir kept singing for a while, even after Pope Leo and all the celebrants and servers had processed out, and just was a really joyful atmosphere. And then after a brief pause, Pope Leo actually came out into the square and drove around the whole square, and everyone was so excited, of course, to be close to him. And so I got to be rather close as he drove by. So again, just another really special moment, and getting out of the square also took some time with that many people. But what an incredible day for our church and for our world. It is a day that I will personally remember, but also I hope it's a day that we all as Catholics remember. What an incredible blessing to celebrate these two new saints together, that are just an amazing witness of how you can be so normal. You can be a young person who loves hiking, who loves video games, who loves hanging out with their friends, who loves their pets, all these different things. You're just a normal person, but when you are following the Lord, you can also be a saint. And so I just think that's something so special for all of us. I think that we're going to see some incredible fruit come from our friendship with Saint Pier Giorgio Frassati and Saint Carlo Acutis. So today was probably the most eventful and most exhausting day of my pilgrimage, but it's not over yet. I'm actually going to be in Italy for the next 2 weeks. I'm going to be spending some more time in Rome, going to Assisi and Florence and also Milan. And so I'm really excited to take you all along with me and show you maybe some of those quieter moments, but also moments that I hope will impact your faith as well. So God bless you all, and I'll talk to you again soon.